two-state solution to Israel's conflict with the Palestinians. An Indonesian police chief and 9 elite officers removed from their post, 18 others being investigated for responsibility in the firing of tear gas inside a soccer stadium, set off a stampede on Saturday, killing at least 125 people. This is SRN News.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. Police say 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Alabama State Troopers say 37-year-old Victor Buchanan was killed when a car he was driving left the road and hit a tree south of Opelika. The wreck happened around 12:30 Sunday morning on Lee County Road 54. Investigators say Buchanan was not using a seatbelt and died at East Alabama Medical Center. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. D.A. Darrell Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend, in front of a liquor store on Mobile Highway. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, it's not exactly April Marie. It's Sky Mosley and our guest host today, none other than Paul DeMarco. Glad to have you with us, Paul.
Glad to be with you and your listeners today.
Yeah, you're doing an outstanding job, by the way, all day long. Isn't it fun?
It is. Glad to be with you guys on October the 3rd, Monday. A lot going on.
Yeah, and you even caught us on a day we have donuts in the break room.
There so. You go.
Can I interest you in some old caviar or some other of our choice items we have in
How old are those donuts?
Oh, no, those are fresh, man. Those are fresh. But if you want to have a real scary early Halloween fright, explore the refrigerator in that break room.
Are you saying there's some expiration dates?
There's some science experiments in there, man.
That go made back before the pandemic.
But to get back on a happier note, we are joined right now by none other than the professor of prosperity, my pal, David Ernest. How are you doing today, Dave?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. How about you, Sky?
I'm watching the market go up, down, and all around. It is mighty volatile out there, man.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we are talking about how zero can be your hero.
Well, I remember hearing that on Schoolhouse Rock, but I never quite understood it. Maybe you can elaborate.
Well, the Schoolhouse Rock was something totally different.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, how can zero be your hero? It's because we can never lose any money. We do not go below zero. In other words, right at this point in time, the markets are down. The average person is probably down 30 to 50%.
We were just talking about that.
And that's like 30 to 50% below zero.
Yeah, that's a negative.
Yeah, how much money they made was a negative 30 to 50%. I read day four yesterday that the average person would have to make something like 77% to get back to where they were.
Just to break even this year.
Just to break even.
That's fine.
Then you read all this other stuff where they say, hey, it's not going to get any worse. This is just as bad as it's going to get.
Sure.
Well, you know you've got a fool over there in Russia who thinks he wants to set off a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I don't think he's going to do it, but he keeps saying he thinks he might do it.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty.
30% chance.
A lot of uncertainty.
What do you think? I mean, who knows?
I do not know, sir.
No one knows. And so the thing is, to say definitely that the thing is bottomed out is not very wise, in my opinion. At this point in time, we may have another 10-year, no gains, lost decade, all this. No one knows. It might be that we're back up in a few weeks.
Well,
I doubt that.
Yeah, that's why it's important in these volatile times, to have a professional managing your money. You worked hard for your money.
That's right.
Get somebody, get it to work for you, not against you.
If you're 50, 55 plus, it's very imperative that you have your money when you need it. And this next decade could be very important to have your money. So what we're saying is, don't be a zero. Let us be your hero. Give us a call at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. And we will rescue your retirement plan.
What's it cost to have that consultation with you, Dave?
Zero.
There it is. That's the magic number. No risk, no cost, no obligation. David Ernest Financial.
That's it. That's it, Sky Mosley. And I know you got a lot of more interesting things to talk, but I just wanted to put this in while you guys were talking. Don't go to zero. Let us be your hero. Give us a call.
There you go. Appreciate you, David.
Thank you, Sky.
Yes, sir, buddy. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
All right. Good stuff. Nice to do a show with him, David Ernest.
There you go.
The professor of prosperity. Now, he really, really does know his stuff. Guarantees.
Again, I think that's going to be one of those issues when folks go to the polls, because they're dealing with it every single day as they're getting ready for the holidays, getting ready for Christmas, and they're looking back at their budgets for the year and where we are and where we were before when this country was energy
independent. Yeah, what happened?
Well, we saw what happened.
Day one. Joe Biden turned everything that had been working around on us.
The Keystone.
Canceled the leases in the Gulf.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. We're looking at what's going on in Florida. Can you imagine if you were trying to evacuate from Fort Myers in your car and then you ran out of gasoline?
Or you ran out of electricity?
Well, I mean, if you ran out of gasoline, there'd be some gas
serious.
Pumps. But if you were an electric car, where are you going to fill it? I mean, and the power was out. And that's why this whole push when the technology is not there. Maybe one day, look, hey, if the technology gets there, but when it takes so long to charge up a car or there's not enough charging stations, and yet, you know, California wants to move so far ahead. Did you see that the president of Toyota said, wait a second, telling Governor Newsom, y'all are way getting ahead of yourselves. You're getting way ahead of yourselves when it comes to electric vehicles.
Good for him.
We're just not there yet. Now, look, they're putting in, I think it's millions and millions of dollars towards moving in that direction. But what I think everybody's saying is you're putting all these mandates now when the country's not ready to be there yet because there's not enough stations, the replacement of the batteries, all of these issues. For them, they worship on the altar of climate change.
Yeah.
And they put everything aside, and thus inflation and shortages. Speaking of shortages, I just read this a little bit. How many different shortages? We've talked about baby formula.
Yes.
You know, when all types of shortages is out there. Now I just saw facing a shortage ahead, probably one of your favorite food products, butter.
Oh, man, now it's getting serious, bro.
They're saying there's going to be a butter shortage ahead of the holidays, and I'm like,
I'm not eating that margarine stuff.
It's only the real deal, right? You only get the real deal.
Yeah.
How are some of these restaurants? I had a friend of mine that worked at a well-known restaurant chain around the country, and he told me, if you knew how much butter they use.
Makes it taste good. Yeah.
Well, does bark taste good with butter?
Sure. Old shoe.
Anything with butter. What are people going to do if there is a... Is there going to be a... when it was like the paper products at the beginning of the pandemic, are people going to make a run on butter?
That's going to be a tough one.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. That's supply chains. Truckers under a great deal of pressure. And again, more and more regulations upon them. I've got a friend who's out of California. Independent truck driver. He also his wife, and they have one other truck. And man, you would not believe how it just goes on and on. The constant restrictions and regulations and taxes. So I say, man, why don't you get out of California? Well, I'm working on it. He's got family and kids and a mother to take care of out there. So,
you know, let me tell you, you're exactly right. I don't think folks appreciate when it comes to the trucking industry. A number of years ago when I was in the State House, I had the opportunity to work with the trucking industry on issues of those steel coils that kept on falling off. It happened, I think, four or five times across the state, and we worked together with some safety regulations, but the amount of bureaucracy when it comes to some of those issues and now more than ever, and the cost to ship has gotten so expensive. Now, I think the state of Alabama is really working when it comes to the port and making Alabama one of the places where folks are looking to ship through the Alabama port there and a new railway. So Alabama is really becoming important to the supply chain issues in this country based on what's going on with the ports and the connecting railway. So hopefully that'll help with some of the supply chain issues, including with butter.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make fruitcake without butter, right?
I can't believe we won't have butter. That's just not...
We'll see if that's a more scare attack or not. Look, we've got a break. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about.
Phone lines also.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Paul DeMarco filling in for April Marie Fogel.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tear up the terrain during Wild Roaring Raptor at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Join us Saturday, October 15th from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. as we give away stacks of cash, free play, and a new Ford. Be there as we hold drawings every half hour where players can win their share of $30,000. Then at 9:30 p.m., our grand finale winner will claim the keys to their new 2022 Ford Raptor. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Actual make and model may vary. Visit WindCreekWetumpka.com for details.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Straight Talk without April Marie Fogel. I'm Sky Mosley, your producer, joined in the studio by none other than Paul DeMarco, filling in all day long for April Marie. Appreciate you being here, Paul.
Glad to be with your listeners this afternoon. The few minutes we have left in the show, and still have got a number of issues to talk about, including in-studio guest Lee Sintel to talk about Alabama tourism.
All right.
All the great things going on this fall.
And I want to mention the Alabama Gazette, your conservative alternative newspaper. The new issue has dropped, and you can find the Alabama Gazette at many fine business establishments throughout the Montgomery area. It is your local paper, like it used to be. The Alabama Gazette covers Central Alabama proper. It is family-owned and operated, celebrating their 23rd anniversary this month. Yes, it's October. And we're going to have a big to-do downtown at the Alabama Gazette offices. We'll be telling you more about that as we go forward. But this is your Real Alabama newspaper. It is local news from real local people focusing on local issues. But they also do national and state as well. But it's like an old-time newspaper. Used to be lots of good news and excellent reporting. You can subscribe now. They're doing a Partner Club subscription drive to celebrate the 23rd anniversary. Just $38 a year. You can have the Alabama Gazette delivered right to your doorstep. Call 356-6700 or go to alabamagazette.com. It's 356-6700. Alabama Gazette, a worthy publication. They deserve your support. Give them a call.
Now, we've got a call. And what is the number if somebody wants to call in?
Oh, 272-9228. Yeah, I should mention that every now and then, too.
Yeah, I know folks wonder that. And actually, somebody has called in.
So. Yeah, Soldier Boy on the line. What's on your mind, Soldier Boy?
Did I get a prize for being the first and only caller?
You get a free trip around the sun and a copy of Bricktop's joke book when it's published. Yeah.
Is that the first edition?
It's probably the last edition, actually. But I'll let you know when that comes out, okay?
Hey, here's the thing I got about Congressman Moore was speaking, you know? And that's one thing I love about Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump had a big set of headlights, and he put on exactly the old establishment rhinos and old establishment, you know, like the, what was that? That guy from Fine Kentucky Bourbon, what's his name?
Jim Beam?
No. Oh.
Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell there, you know what I'm saying? It just seems like they do what's best for themselves. That's why they didn't get along with Mr. Trump, because Mr. Trump was for the people, and he spoke for the people. And I'm scared if we get our people in and take over, you know, the Senate and the House, okay, who's going to be the Speaker of the House?
Good question.
Well, I think...
I guess they'd go right back to the old well that poisoned us.
Oh, I hope we don't go back to the old ways.
Yeah.
Well, you make a good point that, you know, if you do more of the same, you're going to be right back in the minority status.
Exactly.
So you've got to show to the American public that you're connecting with them and not doing the same, just as the Democrats, a lot of talk and not doing anything about it. I mean, everybody is so frustrated, angry with what's going on in Washington, D.C., and they want to see results. And if you're going to run on doing something about the economy, doing something about the border, doing something about public safety, do it. Don't just talk about it. And how many times do we see get elected? You're exactly right, Soldier Boy. They talk about it, take over, and then do nothing
changes.
About it. So you make an excellent point.
Could you say a lot of things about Mr. Trump, but everything he said he was going to do, he did.
Look at the Supreme Court. He said he was going to, and he absolutely did. Three to that effect. Three.
Here's my question. The first thing I want. The first thing is I want that little Fauci. I want him in congressional investigation. I don't want him to plead no fifth or anything and have his butt done in jail. Okay. Second thing I want.
And let me speak to that. I think they've already said they're going to have hearings and go back to what. This discussion about the research that was done in China. I mean, there's been so much that has been talked about, but it's like, no, where did the dollars, trace those dollars from the United States to China, to this lab? There's been a lot of discussion about it, but finally get an answer to that. What was done? Check the checkbooks. That's exactly a good point there.
Okay, and the next thing I want the border. I want every one of those defund. I want to defund every single IRS, 86,000 people they want to hire, and I want all that money, and I want to hire 86,000 people on that border for Border Patrol.
Here.
Yeah, you know, okay, it should not be the responsibility of Texas at the border. That should be a federal issue. And the fact, give Governor Abbott, the governor of Texas, credit for saying, look, if the federal government's not going to do something about it, we're going to step up to the border. We're going to try to protect the border. But that should be the Border Patrol.
And exactly, okay. And then I want the Homeland Security director. Is that what they call him? A director? What do they call him?
The Homeland Security Director?
Security Director.
Yeah.
Want him gone.
What good is he?
The one that's not doing anything about it won't face the fact that there's a problem at the border. Yeah, I have a feeling.
Don't we have some committees? And see, that's the reason why we can't put the Department of Justice. And have them question and stop saying, well, it's under investigation. I can't say anything. It's under investigation. I mean, you've had the laptop from Biden's son for over 2 years. How long does it take, really?
Hey, that's why the lack of confidence you've seen based on some of these issues you just brought up. And the best thing that Republicans could do, if they take over the House, is not just talk about having these hearings, actually have these hearings, get to the bottom of it, and have some accountability. The biggest thing I see in government is there's never any accountability for when people do wrong. They just get paid off and move on. We need to have accountability. People need to be held accountable for some of the wrongdoing to the American public.
I mean, you don't have any faith in them anymore.
Right.
Absolutely not.
Because you see things happen, and everybody just kind of gets the golden parachute.
And what's up with their whistleblower? What's up with the whistleblowers? I thought that was a federal protected thing. I mean, everybody loves a whistleblower when it's against Mr. Trump, you know, and everything, and against, the, you know, one of the Supreme Court justices. There was a Kavanaugh. Yeah. Kavanaugh that, you know, every time they're threatening our FBI whistleblowers.
Well, I have a November 8th, if the Republicans do take over, they're promising a lot of hearings, and they've got to follow up with them and do them.
And so, I want it. I want it on prime time.
Yeah, we've seen precedent for that now, right, on prime time. So, look, hey, thanks for being with us. We're about to get to the bottom of the hour. Great points, Soldier Boy. Thanks for being with us today.
Appreciate you,
guys.
We got time for one more call, actually. We've got Dennis on the line. How you doing this afternoon, Dennis? Good to have you with us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for being with us, Dennis.
1027 Sky, by the way.
Got you covered, baby.
Couple of things. I'll actually you comment on these, and then I'll hang up and let you just run with it. So if and when the majority flips on both sides, we'd like, holding some people accountable for violation of their oath of office on both sides of the party, and being able to establish a recall system for elected officials in the state of Alabama, and third, to repeal funding and the dismissal of these IRS Gestapo that Biden has put into place. I'll hang up and let you guys know.
Secret police force. Thank you, Dennis. Got you covered there.
Yeah, and for the IRS, I think I have already heard, and hopefully there are going to be hearings about. Yeah. That, they're going to have the head of the IRS bring them to the United States House of Representatives and question them about the funding, the hiring. And so Republicans are saying they're going to do it so they can take over the majority. They got to do it. They got to have those hearings, ask those questions, and hold this administration accountable. As for the second issue about the recall, the Alabama House of Representatives and Alabama Senate go into session in March of 23, so you need to be talking to your state representative and your state senator saying, hey, you want to see recall like you see in states like California, where they recall that district attorney in San Francisco who wasn't doing his job.
That was in San Francisco.
That was in San Francisco, which is really telling you something.
That's encouraging.
That really was. So that's what you need to do. Legislature goes back in session in March 23. So if you want to see some of those issues here at the state level when it comes to recall, talk to your state representative or senator and tell them you support that and try to get them behind that.
Excellent advice. Newt Gingrich, it was a contract with America, right, back in the 80s. Very successful. Sweeping election, win
because it connected
grassroots
and saying, hey, these are the issues that are important to you. It's not the issues that are important to Washington D.C. and go back to the people. It's the issues that are important to the people to be it done in Washington D.C. Just like some of the issues or in Montgomery. I said, look, don't forget what's going on in your local.
All politics are local.
It's Montgomery or the state of Alabama or the county, got to be paying attention at every level because it affects your income, it affects your family, it affects your ability to express your religion or your freedom of speech or your freedom of assembly. All of these issues come back to government at either the local, the state, or the national issue.
Indeed.
So, all right, it's the bottom of the hour, 2:30 now, and so this is Paul DeMarco filling in for April Mae Fogle. She will be back. I'm just hosting today, but I know she's got a great lineup of hosts all week here on News Talk 93.1 FM, but we've got one more segment left. And Scott, we've
got a good one coming up. We've got a director of tourism.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about, unfortunately, natural disasters and crime and
politics. it's all gloom and doom.
Let's talk about something positive. And if folks are saying, what are we going to do this fall? A lot's coming up. The summer's over. Well, there's a lot still to do here in Alabama, and I'm going to have the head of Alabama Tourism, Lee Sintel, to talk about some of those things. What's going on here in Alabama?
Excellent. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy an evening of wine on the water at the 12th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Friday, October 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Station Train Shed. There'll be a variety of wine tastings, food vendors, and live jazz music by Dan Cunningham and friends with special guest Kim and the Commotion. Must be 21 or older to purchase tickets. Tickets available online at mgmcityevents.com or montgomeryal.gov. Proceeds benefit Child Protect. Sponsored by Publix, Merrill, Ravello Restaurante, and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should too. Have a better day.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASE is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Straight Talk without April Marie. I'm Sky Mosley, joined in the studio by our guest host extraordinaire, Paul DeMarco.
Glad to be with you and your listeners. I know I come on about once a week, so to be here in the studio with you for 3 hours, I've enjoyed it a lot to talk about. And I think part of it is there's just so much going on.
Yeah.
October 3rd, Monday. With everything going on and the year, I will tell you, we're about to have Lee Centil, the head of tourism, and the reason I said is because we've talked about so much. Wanted to talk about and I always tell people
good things in Alabama.
I always tell people I was born here, I was raised here, I was educated. I have a plot at the local cemetery. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm born here and I'll die here.
There you go.
Yeah, no, Alabama really does. I grew up all over the place. I was born here, and Mom and I left when I was about three, and we lived all over the place, man. Baltimore, D.C., St. Louis, Modesto. But she would send me back home every summer. Bless her heart. You know, I'd go stay with my grandparents, give Mom a bit of a break. So I was back and forth. I got to experience, a lot of the differences. And I choose to live here.
Well, that's the thing is that there is.
I've
so
seen
much
it all, man, and I choose to be here.
And look, I love to visit like everyone else. I've been to 44 of the 50 states, and
it's
there's just
good.
So much to see in this country. But we have got so much great here. And I think part of it's because we've got such great geography from the Appalachian Mountains
and the Gulf Coast. The only state with the Appalachians and the Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
so, there's only one, and it's Alabama, and you're living in it.
Right, and so if you want to go hiking, and in particular this time of the year when the trees are going to be, I don't know if you've ever hiked up, parts of the Pinhoti that start in Coosa County and go all the way up to the Georgia line through, you know.
Beautiful country.
Oh, it's a great trail. And as a matter of fact, if you've never been to Flag Mountain in Coosa County near Wegolfka, you ever heard of that before?
Heard of Wegolfka, but I'm not
Flag familiar. Mountain, it Flag was Mountain. A fire tower that was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 30s. It sits on Alabama Forestry Commission land and the state forestry, and there's been a lot of effort to refurbish this tower. And it's around the Pinhoti. There's still some more work to do, but if you get a chance, it's not far from here. You go up to the top of that tower, and on a clear day,
yeah,
you can see Lookout Mountain.
Okay, you can see seven states. That's what they always said from Lookout Mountain, right?
That's up from.
So you can see Lookout Mountain
that's
from
right.
Alabama.
So
that's pretty impressive.
So go up to Coosa County, and so you've got that aspect and the trees changing and Mentone and all the trails up in around the state. But then you've got, you're right, the Gulf Coast.
The most beautiful white beaches. Other people, they have no idea. I kind of like to keep it a secret, though. Maybe we should not be telling people about this. They'll come here.
But you've got the beauty of you've got Baldwin County,
locals
obviously,
only.
With Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, and then obviously Fairhope, but then Dauphin Island. Mm. And I'll tell you a lot, during the pandemic, I went to Dauphin Island a lot because we were looking for some place there wouldn't be a lot of people, and Dauphin Island's a great place. I mean, obviously you got Fort Gaines and the, but it is just a very peaceful place going to Dauphin Island. And look, not as much as going on in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach.
Exactly,
and
a little more secluded. Also,
it's a little bit secluded. I know people say, "Oh, the sand's not as pretty and the water's not as good," but let me tell you, it is a great place to go. If you've never been to Dauphin Island, you need to head there.
Yeah.
Again, they always have the fishing rodeo there, and there's just it's just a lot different atmosphere if you're looking for something different. Now you can take a ferry from Fort from Dauphin Island over to Fort Morgan.
I did not know that.
Yep. So if you, as opposed to going all the way around from Mobile to Baldwin, I've done that before. But it's one of those kind of neat places, and like you said, a lot of people hadn't even been there before. I was just thinking about Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. But they don't think about Dauphin Island.
I like to get off the beaten trail. I mean, it's fine to go to the more populated attractions, but I like to get off the beaten path a little bit.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that with Lee when he gets here. But some of the state parks, and they've done they've refurbished. Have you been to Guntersville State Park in a while?
I have not.
I highly recommend it. It's beautiful up there, and again, it's in the mountains, and so you get both the lake.
And the state park
up there overlooks all the mountains up there, and it's just really pretty. So we've got so many different types of unique places to go to hike around the state. I mean, Oak Mountain State Park, I think, is maybe the largest in the state, and there's a lot to do there.
Now, highest point in Alabama? Oh, yeah, the highest point. You can stand there and say, "I'm the highest man in Alabama," right there.
And I think they have talked about doing some work at Chihuahua. I know. We've got a lot of state parks, and there's just so much to do. I mean, we went during the pandemic. We were looking for places to hike, whether it's Tanny Hill State Park. We went to have you ever been to some of the caverns?
Mm-hmm. DeSoto, of course. Yeah. Oh, that's a destination right there. And then there's Muscle Shoals up there in the Quad Cities area. Tuscumbia with Helen Keller, but a big, always make it a point if I'm in the area to stop at Muscle Shoals because of the music history.
Have you seen that video? I think there was an independent video that was done on Muscle Shoals.
Oh, yeah.
And just talking about, I don't think people realize, they may say, oh, there was something with music and you've got Fang Studios.
Just a little something, yeah.
Just a little something. All the musicians from around
the
country and the world. That
Everybody wanted to record at Muscle Shoals with the Swampers.
record in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And, I mean, that is a story upon itself about Muscle Shoals and how it got the reputation it did as a place to record.
Oh, yeah, secluded. There's just something about the water or the atmosphere there. Yeah, wonderful story. I forget the exact title of the documentary, but it takes you all the way through, you know, from Percy Sledge to the Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin,
yeah, I mean,
Dwayne Allman.
I mean, they didn't just go to Detroit or Motown. They came to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is not that easy to get to.
It's really not. And that's part of that was apparently had a little something to do with no distractions. But there's something about those walls, that sound, that Muscle Shoals sound. And once word got out, everybody wanted to have it.
Fascinating. And still, I think they were, they've recently released some videos of some musician, like Jason Asbell, that have recorded there when in their early.
Oh, are you familiar with Jason? And Drive-By Truckers?
Yeah, when he recorded there early on and some of that story. And so they're releasing these. So, every time you think, you talk about the Space Center, I think that's one of the great tourist attractions in the state, and the beaches, but then you have places like Muscle Shoals, and you're like, it's just very unique and distinct to Alabama. And so that's why tourism has been so successful in the state.
Is that our number one industry? And I used to hear
up. Lee about there when he talked in the studio in a second. But I'll tell you this much. I think we do think about manufacturing,
certainly.
You know, the auto industry, and you think about agriculture. I mean, how important agriculture is to this Alabama, whether it's poultry or cattle or crops, or the timber industry, how important all of that is to Alabama. But and so you think about agriculture industry, you think about manufacturing, but tourism brings in lots of dollars, and I know he can tell us exactly how much money that brings into Alabama. And I think we just had a record-breaking year after the pandemic. Folks were saying, okay, let's get back out there and travel.
So much to do, so much to see in the great state of Alabama. I know if you were born here and you've never lived anywhere else, I don't think you can truly appreciate Alabama. But take it from somebody that has lived around. Well, yeah, this is the place to be.
Well, it's now good people in the fall, you've got the agritourism.
Correct.
The pumpkin patches, the corn mazes, all of these
pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Pumpkin this, pumpkin
that. The whole reason for the season, yeah.
Well, look, that has really been a big industry in Alabama. And look, we go every weekend and try to get fresh vegetables to bring home to eat for the week. It's like, you know, you can get stuff grown right here in Alabama. I mean, I've got about 4 jars of honey from an locally grown beekeeper up in my neck of the woods.
Kind of the best of both worlds, you know, country and city, beach, mountains, got it all.
Yeah, so that's what we'll talk about when we come back. We've got the quarter break, so we'll come right back. This is Paul DeMarco, News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is an important message from Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love here. I want to remind you that we have an important election upcoming on November 8th. Absentee voting for this election is now open. Let's make sure to keep Montgomery County's legacy as a beacon of democracy intact. Every vote matters. Exercise yours this election. Thank you, and remember to get out the vote.
He Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Straight Talk without April Murray. Monday afternoon. Monday strikes again, Paul.
All right. It's Paul DeMarco filling in for April Murray Fogle, but you will have her back soon enough, but we've got a few more minutes left in the show, and I appreciate everybody being here. I'll tell you, it is Monday, so a lot going on this week. We talked about the recovery from the hurricanes. We've talked about a lot going on with the elections. We've talked about the Supreme Court term is back in. Mm-hmm. We had a talk earlier with Representative Alan Treadaway talking about the crime issue.
He was good.
Yeah.
Very insightful.
That is something in addition to the economy that we're going to continue to talk about, because so far I don't see look what happened in Memphis, the terrible murder of that young lady in Memphis, and yet we still see folks saying, oh, we need to make it easier to let folks out of jail on bail or bond. I mean, that's
not going to help.
No. And so that's why I do think it's going to be one of those issues that we're going to continue to talk about.
Absolutely.
So yes. So in addition to crime and the economy, I think the American public, they get a chance to vote for president in 2 years. They've got these midterms. But I would tell everyone, in addition to that, we've also got some amendments here in Alabama that, and I know Joey was talking about it earlier, so I hope everyone is able to get out to the polls and be informed voters. And Scott, I think that's one of the issues we talk about is you want voters who are informed voters who can go to the polls and look at what they're voting for and what they're doing. And so look forward to talking about more of that in the future. But as we end the show right now, as I promised you, I was going to have a special guest to the show, and that is Lee Sintel, head of Alabama Tourism. And Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. I appreciate you being with us today. We've talked a lot of issues today, so I wanted to end on a very positive note, and that's about tourism. And tell me this, because Scott and I were talking about it earlier. When it comes to tourism, what kind of year have we had this year?
Blockbuster. Blockbuster year. Absolutely. 10 years ago, tourism was a $13 billion industry in Alabama. This year, it is a $23 billion industry. The beach, the state parks, Gulf Shores, Space and Rocket Center, EJI in Montgomery, everything's working. People are just coming from all over the country.
And everybody thinks, oh, when it comes to tourism, it's Florida and California. But we have got our fair share of the market.
Right. And it's not just the things that people would expect. Before lunch, I was talking with a couple of people from our staff who just came back from the world's largest trade show, tourism trade show in Berlin.
Wow.
And there are so many people who have never been interested in Alabama before, but are now. And a good part of that is because of EJI and people are interested in civil rights, and people are interested in the history of Montgomery, and so people are coming.
What is the number one, let me ask you, what is the number one tourist attraction in the state of Alabama?
Space and Rocket Center. On a good year, they're close to a million people.
Wow.
And but people are surprised to find out when EJI opened in Montgomery just a few years ago, the first year they had 400,000 people. The second year they had 500,000 people. And the people who come to EJI, they're not casual people turning off the interstate. People are making making Montgomery a specific destination.
What about the beaches? So you said Space Center is number one. Are the beaches number two?
Oh, my goodness, no. I'm sorry. I consider the beach in a world of its own. They'll be between 7 and 8 million visitors.
I was about to say, yeah, you had me. Okay, so the beaches are far the number one.
It's the number one destination, yes.
Okay, and then you're saying from, I guess, kind of a man-made attraction, it's the Space and Rocket Center.
Yes.
So where, when you say the beaches, let's talk about that for a second. Where do you think most folks are coming to Alabama when they come to the beaches? Are they coming from our sister states like Mississippi and Georgia and Louisiana, or are they coming from elsewhere?
Well, the answer is yes on both. A lot of people, I was amazed to see the high percentage of people coming from Kentucky. But, you know, we forget Alabama and Florida are the only states that have Gulf Coast beaches. And I think we forget that. But yes, people come from Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, the Midwest. People in the Midwest come to our beaches. People on the East Coast go to South Carolina and Florida beaches.
So you've been through it with the BP oil spill and the pandemic. What is different with the tourism in the beaches now as opposed to pre-BP oil spill and pre-pandemic?
Oh, interesting, but yeah, the oil spill kept people away. This year, the pandemic, the last 3 years, 2 years in particular, brought people to Alabama because people want to be outdoors. They want to be in the beach. They want to be on the sand. They want the freedom to relax and not have to worry about being crammed with other people. So, we are in a great position. 10 years ago, Alabama was a $13 billion industry. This year, tourism is a $23 billion industry.
Wow. That is just amazing. And we were talking earlier about Alabama. Not only do you have the beaches, but the mountains.
Absolutely. Because people are interested in both. People who want to be outdoors, they are amazed at how close the mountains of North Alabama are to the beaches. About a year ago, I picked up a VIP guest, had never been to the South before, picked her up at the airport as she requested. And we were just casually talking as I was bringing her into Montgomery that our beaches are only 3.5 hours from Montgomery. And she said, why isn't there a sign in the airport that says 3.5 hours? And I said, well, you know, that's kind of long. She said, not when you're from Ohio, it's not. So I think sometimes we forget because we're so close to the beach. We forget.
Well, you know, I have people, they come in, they fly into Birmingham, and they look around, and I'll take them to Red Mountain, like, you're in the mountains. I'm like, yeah, this is not just flat. When we do have our wiregrass, but up in North Alabama with the Appalachian Mountains, and they just kind of never thought about Alabama being in the mountains.
Right, and people are surprised that, oh, you're on the coast. But when you're coming down, from Birmingham to Montgomery, when you're coming down that long hill past Prattville, you're leaving the Appalachian Mountains, mm-hmm. and now you're on the coastal plain. And those are two of the most distinctly different bits of geography in the South. And so we've got both. We've got the mountains and the beaches.
And now more than ever, we've got a lot of agritourism, and in the few minutes we have left with you, it's October 3rd. It's the first Monday. October is kind of officially upon us, and what's better than agritourism? And it really has taken off in Alabama as much as anywhere.
It really has, and Alpha and all kinds of organizations support that and support agritourism as a as a distinct category. And it's something a lot of people have been looking at for years, and it's something now that's really happening. As an example, well, you're from Birmingham, so you're familiar with the farmers market at Pepper Place, and farmers markets have popped up all over the South, particularly all over here, and there's a nice Saturday market here as well.
Look, we've already done one pumpkin patch. We'll be doing some more, and there's so many opportunities around the state in October to do that.
And you go to East Chase on the weekends, and lots of farmers got to go early. Got to go early.
Yeah, you do.
You want to get your corn and get everything during the year, and tomatoes and everything going on. So is that one of the fast growing parts of the segment, is this whole agritourism with the pumpkin patches and the farmers markets?
And when we did the Year of Food several years ago, it was a big deal. And because Birmingham is considered a real foodie destination. And so we're going to be doing the Year of Food a year and a half from now.
I have a question I've always wanted to ask, and you're the expert, director of tourism. Is it true that most of the stars did fall on Slap Out, Alabama, or is that just something they put on the sign up there?
I think that's Slap Out's self-promotion.
I think Slap Out speaks for itself, remember the sign? That was great.
Oh, yeah. We do. In addition to the beaches and the space in the mountains, we talked about something very unique to Alabama. That's Muscle Shoals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I hate to say, I was not aware that the Music Hall of Fame had closed until the Muscle Shoals documentary was coming out. And so I went to Governor Bentley and I said, we need to use some state money to reopen the Music Hall of Fame. And it is a huge destination. And that documentary had something to do with it. The guy who financed and was the producer of that, somebody asked me to meet with him, and I didn't know what his background was. But he said, oh, the documentary's already done. I mean, this guy's great-grandfather was Mr. Mars, who created the Mars Candy Company.
Wow.
So he was just looking for some marketing funds. And so that... that documentary has played around the world, and it's got legs.
It really does.
A lot of interest in that.
Listen, everybody that came to Alabama to record in Muscle Shoals, and we talked about it, that's not an easy place to get to, but they wanted to be in Muscle Shoals because of what it meant to record in Muscle Shoals, magic. Alabama.
And they wanted a place that they knew was quiet, and they could do their work and secluded, not be hassled by, fans.
Well, you're going to find it in Muscle Shoals because it's tucked away in the corner of Northwest Alabama.
I know, and the movie Respect really, really helped. But people who saw the movie Respect, when they are in Muscle Shoals with the Swampers, the actual original artists were in the studio that day, and the actors were quizzing them after each take, and they say, how did we do? Is that the way you said it?
Because
they were just thrilled that, Spooner Odom,
legendary,
rock and roll Hall of Fame, but he's so unimpressed with himself.
Well, look, we've only
down
got
to earth, no star trip.
A few seconds here. So, look, if our listeners want to find out what activities do in the state of Alabama in the month of fall in October, or where to tell people to come to do these different activities, how can they get more information?
Go to alabama.travel.
That's pretty easy.
.com.
You remember that?
alabama.travel.
And they can see all the list of activities and events. I mean, look, if you can't be bored, because every weekend there is something going on. There's so many fall festivals around the state of Alabama in the fall, so you can't be bored. So Lee,
October is very busy. You're absolutely right.
Thanks for being with me in studio today as we talk about and end on a very positive note. Scott, great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate you being here.
Talk 93.1 FM. April May will be back, but glad to be with you guys today. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, sir.